Today on the KMMO Ag Report, you'll hear an interview I did recently at the Johnson County Fair. Okay, we're here today at Johnson County Fairgrounds for the Johnson County Fair, and right now I'm with Carly Wilson. Carly, how are you?
Good.
Carly, I understand you've done a lot of outstanding things in 4-H and otherwise. Tell us, what are some of those accomplishments you've made?
This year I helped make the livestock stand. I just showed my goats, and tomorrow I'm also showing chickens, and I have several projects in the achievement of the...
You mentioned that lightly, that you helped with the livestock stand here at the fairgrounds. Not only did you help with it, it's got your name on there, so you pretty much donated that, the time and labor, right?
Yes.
There's probably a great investment. Did you have a lot of help on that?
Yes, we had some 4-H members do it from woodworking. My dad, Will Hughes, and a special shout out to Emery Santiago and Michelle Santiago. They got all the donations for that, and all the 4-H woodworking kids in this county did it. I'm going into 7th grade in school, and in 4-H years I'm 11, but I am 12.
Okay. So where do you go to school?
I go to Warrensburg Middle School.
Okay. So that's got to mean a lot to you. That's something when any time years after this you go in there and see that, you're going to know your name's on there. You're going to know that, remember that you presented that to folks here in the county, right?
Yes.
How does that make you feel?
Good.
Good, okay. So if you had somebody out there that was in 4-H or you're going into FFA, would you recommend it to them, and why do you think they should be in either organization?
Agriculture has so many different careers that you can go into. It also helps you for the future and prepares you for your future. And if anything ever happens, you know how to take care of yourself.
Now, did you say you're 12 years old?
Yes.
I bet, how many 12-year-olds do you think have got part something at the county fair with their name on it because they worked so hard and donated it? How many do you think?
I don't know.
not very many, I'll guarantee you that. And it'll make you feel good. Someday you'll have kids of your own to come out here and see your name on there, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining me. What are you showing today here at the fair, and what do you still have to show?
I showed boar meat goats today, and tomorrow I'm showing chickens, and I'm basically done for today.
Did you do okay?
Yeah, I got, I won showmanship.
Very good. Thanks for joining me here. I'll be back again next year. And you, are you going to be at the state fair?
Yes, sir.
What will you show there?
Goats. We'll have some poultry in the poultry building, and I'll probably be walking around almost every day.
Well, I will be there every day, and I'll look for you, and we'll try to talk down there and see how you're doing at the state fair, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And now it's time for the KMMO Ag Department corny joke of the day. I once worked at a bakery just to pay the bills. I needed the dough. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.